Welcome to today's Daily PBJ Devotional. If you're reading the Old Testament with us this year, read Exodus 39, Proverbs 15, and Psalm 87. This devotional is about Proverbs 15, verse 4. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. The tongue of the wise commends knowledge, but the mouth of the fool spouts folly. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, observing the evil and the good. A soothing tongue is a tree of life, but a perverse tongue crushes the spirit. A fool rejects his father's discipline, but whoever heeds correction is prudent. The house of the righteous has great treasure, but the income of the wicked is trouble. The lips of the wise spread knowledge, but not so the hearts of fools. The sacrifice of the wicked is detestable to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight. The Lord detests the way of the wicked, but he loves those who pursue righteousness. Discipline is harsh for him who leaves the path. He who hates correction will die. Sheol and Abaddon lie open before the Lord. How much more the hearts of men? A mocker does not love to be reproved, nor will he consult the wise. A joyful heart makes a cheerful countenance, but sorrow of the heart crushes the spirit. A discerning heart seeks knowledge, but the mouth of a fool feeds on folly. All the days of the oppressed are bad, but a cheerful heart has a continual feast. Better a little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure with turmoil. Better a dish of vegetables where there is love than a fattened ox with hatred. A hot-tempered man stirs up strife, but he who is slow to anger calms dispute. The way of the slacker is like a hedge of thorns, but the path of the upright is a highway. A wise son brings joy to his father, but a foolish man despises his mother. Folly is joy to one who lacks judgment, but a man of understanding walks a straight path. Plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisers they succeed. A man takes joy in a fitting reply, and how good is a timely word. The path of life leads upward for the wise, that he may avoid going down to Sheol. The Lord tears down the house of the proud, but he protects the boundaries of the widow. The Lord detests the thoughts of the wicked, but the words of the pure are pleasant to him. He who is greedy for unjust gain brings trouble on his household, but he who hates bribes will live. The heart of the righteous ponders how to answer, but the mouth of the wicked blurts out evil. The Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayer of the righteous. The light of the eyes cheers the heart, and good news nourishes the bones. He who listens to life-giving reproof will dwell among the wise. He who ignores discipline despises himself, but whoever heeds correction gains understanding. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and humility comes before honor. This is God's word. And again, let me read the proverb that is the subject of this devotional, which is Proverbs 15:4, which says, "A soothing tongue is a tree of life, but a perverse tongue crushes the spirit." The words that come out of our mouths are clear, direct expressions of what's in our heart. Jesus said so. You can see Matthew 12:34 for that. And my experience shows that it is true. What you say reflects what you think about, how you look at the world, where your trust is, what you value, and what you desire. But words have more power than merely revealing what's inside of us. In fact, the right words can change a person's heart. Proverbs 15:4, and this is the NIV's reading, says, "The soothing tongue is a tree of life." The tongue, in this verse, of course, is a literary way of describing someone's words. Those words are described as soothing. And who needs to be soothed? An angry person, a heartbroken person, and anyone else who is troubled emotionally. Soothing words to a troubled heart are described in Proverbs 15:4 as a tree of life. This is another figure of speech that harkens back to Genesis 2 and 3, where the Bible describes a tree of life in the Garden of Eden that would give eternal life to anyone who ate its fruit. So when Solomon wrote here in Proverbs 15:4, again from the NIV, "The soothing tongue is a tree of life," Solomon taught us that words can be life-giving to someone who is troubled. The right words have the power to turn the thinking, we call that repentance, the feeling, or the decision-making of someone who is angry, or someone who is hurting, or anyone else who is troubled. The other half of Proverbs 15:4b says, "But a perverse tongue crushes the spirit." The word perverse describes words that are twisted morally. Solomon is describing speech that is sinful, speech that is critical, angry, unthankful, inappropriate, or twisted in some other way. This kind of talk crushes the spirit, indicating its effect on someone's internal meaning maker, the way they think about and feel about the world. When we are troubled or receive criticism or bad advice, it hurts us, both in the sense that it causes us pain and points us in a bad direction in our thinking and feeling. This proverb describes to us an opportunity to think about the power of words to change a person's life. First of all, your own words to yourself about God or yourself can either bring life or crush your spirit. What I mean is the way you think, the way you talk to yourself about God or about your own life can be life-giving or they can crush your own spirit. This is one of the many reasons why we need to read God's word daily and apply it to ourselves so that the things we say to ourselves from God's word can have that effect on us. A second application of this proverb has to do with how we speak to others who are troubled. The right words can be life-giving to a troubled heart that trusts God but is hurting. Job found that with his friends, and you've probably experienced it yourself. When you see others hurting, do you think about what you might say that can bring life into their troubled situation, or at least point them to God, the source of life? Finally, where do we go when we are hurting? Do we go to God's word? Do we seek prayer, advice, or comfort from people who love God? Do we turn within where our own self-talk can be self-defeating? Do we turn to unwise people who will encourage us to seek revenge or who will say things that make us even more discouraged? Words reflect who we are on the inside, but they also have the power to change us on the inside, too. Respect the power of words and learn to use them in a way that gives life to yourself and others. If you found this devotional helpful, please subscribe to receive it every day in your email by going to dailypbj.com/subscribe. Please also consider giving me some financial support so I can keep going with this project. Go to dailypbj.com/support. And maybe share this with someone who could use some encouragement in their own life. And I'll see you next time. May God bless you. I hope you have a great day today.